to order for Tuesday, November 12, 2019. And just for the record, one more time, would you please do the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Moyer?
Here.
Mayor.
You said Moyer.
Moyer, but you're next. Supervisor Moyer.
He keeps turning into the word, just to mix us up.
You wish, sir.
Supervisor Weir.
Okay, here.
Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Court.
Here.
And Supervisor Engel.
Here.
Vice President, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. President. The item on our agenda this evening is a public hearing regarding conditional use application number 2019-07 for 1446 East Chonklin Avenue as filed by Oleg Badmayev. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The applicant, Oleg, is intending to operate a specialty home on the property located at 1446 East Chocolate Avenue in Hershey in the Palmdale area. This property is located in the Palmdale Mixed Use and East Chocolate Avenue Overlay Zoning Districts. The conditional use application attempts to meet all the conditions required by Section 225.501.2 as follows. The first condition is that the property must be within the Palmdale Mixed Use and East Chocolate Avenue Overlay Zoning District, which it is. Specialty homes are only permitted in buildings where the existing or prior approved use was a habitable dwelling, as is the case for the image on the screen. The specialty home must be a minimum of 25 feet from any other residential dwelling unit, and in this case it's 26 feet. Oleg and I measured it together. An off-street parking space is required for each bedroom, and in this case Oleg commits to paving three parking spaces for the three-bedroom home. The exterior of the specialty home must be maintained in a residential appearance, and I believe he's going to maintain it in its existing appearance with the exception of some cleanup. Noise and disturbance must be comparable to typical residential dwelling units, and he has committed to doing that with his rentals. Special events and public functions such as concerts, conferences, or weddings are prohibited at this site, and he has agreed to include that in his rental agreements. Access to the property must be maintained and available for emergency, to accommodate emergency vehicles, and here again he is committed to do that. Signage is permitted in the size of 1 square foot nameplate. However, Oleg has decided not to put up any signage other than the house number. Regardless of the number of dwelling units on a property, there may only be one contract for rent at any given time, and he has agreed to rent this property just by single contract. And finally, the owner-operator must provide a 24-hour contact phone number of the person responsible for the security and maintenance of the property to the Department of Community Development and to the Derry Township Police, and post it discreetly but visibly on the property. He has agreed to do all of those things. In addition to the requirements of the performance standards under 225.501.20, conditional use applications must also meet the general requirements, which include that the use will not adversely affect the health or safety of the residents in the neighborhood or district where the use is located, and I think that's easily said, that the use will not overburden existing public services, including water, sanitary sewer, public roads, storm drainage, and other public improvements. And here again, it's being used as a single-family home and will continue in a very similar manner. The use will not be detrimental to the use or development of or change the essential character of the neighborhood or district where the use is located, and I don't believe that any of those will happen. And finally, the use shall meet all of the requirements of the chapter, so that will also be required. The board is required to provide a written decision within 45 days after the conclusion of the hearing. If the hearing is closed this evening, a decision will need to be rendered no later than December 27th. Keeping in mind, your next regular board meeting is December 17th. I'm going to pause at that point and have Oleg at least go to the mic and again agree that I've stated his position properly.
I agree.
And just for the record, that he's not being coerced to do this. And in this case, the Planning Commission at their meeting of November 5th did recommend the conditional use application be granted. We are also recommending that the conditional use be granted. I've listed within my staff comments items A through K, which I would intend to put in any positive decision that the board would issue. At the board's discretion, if they would like to add or change any of those or modify them, that's what we're here for this evening. If you'd like me to read through them, I'd be happy to do so.
Unless we need it on the record,
I don't know that it needs to be. It'll be in the written decision.
And for the record, do we need Oleg to state his address again?
That would probably be good.
Yes, I'm getting yeses and noes. So.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Would you just tell us your address again, Oleg?
413 7th Street in Cumberland.
Do any members of the board have any questions regarding this application?
This looks like it easily has 4 or 5 bedrooms.
But I can't see who's talking.
Matt Ware.
Oh, okay.
This home looks like it has at least 4 or 5 bedrooms now.
Three bedroom house.
It's a 3-bedroom house?
Yes.
Okay. And Chuck, that means 6 is the limit of occupants we could have in it.
Except for those under the age of 3.
And is the parking in the rear?
Yes, that will be in the rear. There's enough space for the parking to be paid.
Just out of curiosity, so, what's on either side? That looks like a familiar part of East Chocolate. Are there businesses or are they all residents?
So we don't have to go down here very far till we hit one of our little hotels. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's heading towards Hershey. A few, you know, residential properties in between. That's of course the subject premises.
Is that the ski shop?
I believe it is.
Okay.
And then the grooming. So this is a mixed neighborhood.
Okay.
With a big truck. And as far as the parking, it says I should be able to go down into the alley. There's kind of, well, as you can see, there's kind of ad hoc parking there. The ordinance requires that for a specialty home, the parking would be paved. So Oleg would come in and pave this, put a hard surface down. But that would likely be the location of the parking.
And paved is not the same as crushed stone, compacted crushed stone, right?
That's correct. All-weather, dust-free surface would be another way of phrasing it.
Have you had this property for a while?
I have this property under contract.
Okay.
I did not send Oleg a letter about this property.
Pardon?
I said I did not send Oleg a letter about this property.
Thank you. Any other questions? Any questions from members of the public about this particular item? Mark, did you? Okay. Hearing none, I'll make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Smoot. All those in favor?
Aye.
My motion carries. Thank you very much for coming this evening.